Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. How can I help you?
Hi, I just received a call, or not a call, a text from Bank of America about a charge made to my credit card, and I did not authorize this charge. And I've gone back and looked, and there have been several charges. I did authorize a one-time charge of $19. Let me back up and give you the credit card number. Is that what you need?
What's your zip code, please?
38024.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
William Davis.
Oh. One moment while I locate that account, please.
Okay.
All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
155 Aztec Drive, Dyersburg, Dyersburg, Tennessee, 38024.
Thank you.
You know, I did authorize a one-time charge on this card for this particular cause, but I did not authorize recurring payments. And Bank of America, I got a text this morning in Bank of America. There was a charge on June the 10th, and then I've gone back on the card and checked. And there was a charge on 112 for $19, which I'm assuming was the one I authorized. But then there's been a charge on 212, 313, 412, and 512. I did not authorize those.
Okay.
And I have called the people, the organization that received this, and they suggested that I deal with the credit card company before they took action. You know, they're going to refund my money if you don't.
Well, it looks like you did a concealed to carry for a handgun. You did a certificate, and you pay every month. You got the online training, which is every month. They send you videos and important information about a handgun and how you use a handgun.
Listen, wait just a minute. Let me explain something to you. I live in the state of Tennessee, and the state of Tennessee just signed a law for a permitless. You do not have to have a permit to carry in the state of Tennessee. So why would I continue to receive instructions? Like I said, I was assuming it was a one-time charge, not a $19 per month. So I did not authorize the $19. You know, I have that particular credit card set up to automatically pay, and when I went back and researched, I found out that there was $19. So if I... You know, I did authorize a one-time payment, but not a $19 per month. I did not understand it that way.
Okay.
So either you refund
my
money,
would you allow one moment I get the account counsel, please?
Okay. What's the card number?
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
Allow
What
me
did
one
you
moment,
ask me?
please.
What did
One
you?
moment. I
Okay.
stayed on
All
place on a
right.
brief
Thank
hold.
you. No, thank you.
All right, so I did close to the account. I did refund the $19 and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so I'll receive all of these. I'll receive the one-time charge I did agree to. So there will be five $19 refunds. Is that correct?
Right. No, I'm not able to refund that meeting. Give me one moment. All right. So I
There
did go
was a
ahead and
charge in
refund
January.
the night. Yeah, I'm not able to go back that far, so I can only do three refunds of $19.
Well, all right, I'm going to go with them. I'm going to tell them that you said you could only refund three, and there's
Right.
been a total of six charged.
Correct. We're not
So if
able
you
to go
don't
back that
run,
far.
refund them. Okay, all right, if that's your position, then I'll take it up with that company. So they'll refund my money and then they'll take action against your party. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, no problem.